Our guest in the cafe this morning is Randy Pennington, business consultant in Dallas, CEO of Pennington Group, ET and A&M Commerce alumnus. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I follow Randy's Facebook page and other things that Randy does, but one of the things I saw recently, and this was a video from your group called The Five Friends, a group of business consultants like yourself, and it was five companies that are getting it wrong. And by golly, you call names and everything there, Randy. But
and on mine, I had an outage just a few days afterwards, so I thought maybe I'd made a mistake.
Well, I tell you, there may be more to that than we realize. So Randy, in his little part of this video, you mentioned Time Warner Cable as a company that's getting it wrong.
Well, and here's why. I mean, first off, there's a pretty safe bet in almost anywhere you go today that someone's going to think either the cable company's getting it wrong or their mobile phone carrier is getting it wrong. And that's usually the two that I hear most. But the reason I said Time Warner is this. It's not because of their lack of trying. And this is a common factor in every company that gets it wrong. Time Warner's come out with this whole commercial piece. Maybe perhaps you've seen it about how we've changed. But then they don't change. I mean, they make some improvements, but they don't make improvements about things that matter the most. And my point is, not that they aren't trying, I give them a lot of credit for that, but any time that you promise your customer something that you can't deliver, it just puts a magnifying glass on it. Mm-hmm. And, I think it's great that they're saying, hey, we're trying to change. I think it would be better if they changed first, and then they wouldn't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Don't market what you can't deliver, you said.
That's right.
In the video, yeah. Be sure you can deliver on your promises. And then Scott McCain mentions another cable company, and the other huge cable company, Comcast, and says basically they need to do a better job of listening to their customers.
It's another example, In today's world, John Mark, companies have to be in constant dialogue with their customers. And if you aren't willing to listen, your customers are going to sound off. And, they'll sound off everywhere. It used to be that people would tell, 9 or 10 of their friends that when they were dissatisfied with a company. I mean, today, they put it everywhere through social media and what have you. And if you're folks like us, we tell thousands of people in a year about things. And so you have to listen. It's just part of the game today.
He had a situation where Comcast called him about some sort of disputed charge 10 years after the fact.
Yeah, it was a 10-year-old disputed charge.
Yeah, and hey. They're calling him up asking, where's our money? What are you going to pay us for this? So, yeah, that would annoy you. And I believe it had been resolved. He said it had been resolved, but they call back 10 years later. So
It had been resolved. I've had a couple of things. I mean, the thing is that the biggest problem we had in doing this little video was only coming up with one company each year.
or a total of five. We're talking with Randy Pennington, CEO of Pennington Group. Now, the company that Larry Winget mentioned kind of made me sad because I think we all grew up with Sears and remember the greatness of Sears, and yet it certainly has faded. And Larry mentioned Sears as one that has kind of chased competing with or attempted to compete with low price competitors, and that has not worked out well for them.
And I agree with you, John Mark. I grew up in Sears. I mean, we both grew up in Greenville. There was that Sears down on Lee Street in Greenville, Texas. And my dad never used anything but Craftsman tools.
Mm-hmm.
and Craftsman and Kenmore, they still have some great brands, but overall, Sears has lost what their identity was. And the thing for them is sometimes with companies that deterioration takes a long time. In the case of Sears, in its heyday, it was clearly focused on what it did well. And then it started trying to be everything. I mean, for a while, there was like Sears was also Dean Witter Investments or they had all kinds of things going on. And they just lost their identity. And they unfortunately decided to start going down and trying to compete in the low price market. And unfortunately, you can't out Walmart. I mean, they are the best at that business. So, you have to figure out what you're really good at and be good at that.
Randy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, John. Mark's always great to talk with you.
Great. Randy Pennington, business consultant and CEO of the Pennington Group in Dallas and ET and A&M Commerce alumnus. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on 88.9 KETR.